Okay, we're starting Siman Pei Zion. The mic is way over there. Okay. Ksi b'teira lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo gimel pamim. Echad li'isa bishul ve'echad li'isa achila ve'echad li'isa hanor. So three places we have it, and even though every time it says lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo, Chazal learned that that's pshat. The pshat is one is for this and one is for that, and one is for bishul, one is for hanor, in addition to achila. V'hotzi achila b'loshon bishul lomar she'eino osam in atayra el derech bishul. That's the reason why Mechaber felt it was necessary to put it in, even the reason why we're taking it three times in Derech Bishul, with using the word Lo Sevashel, to teach us that Derech Bishul is also in every situation, which means that the Iser Hanor, Iser Achilim in a Torah, will not be unless it's Derech Bishul. The Iser Hanor will not be unless it was Derech Bishul. And there's a big nafkamina here. For example, the Din of Hanor. Normally, a Din of Hanor works that you go with a Shava Pruta. And there's taka, some people who hold that Hanor, even in Basa B'cholov, is a din of Shava Pruta, meaning less than Shava Pruta, it wouldn't be Chayiv
to Isa Hanor. This midiraisa of Isa Hanor, their official, that would mean that if it was not cooked, then there would be no Isa Midiraisa even Achila.
Right. Right. Now, even if we'll say that the Basar and Cholov somehow got together, as we're going to learn different ways to get together, you wouldn't be Chayiv either in Achilim and Atayra, or you wouldn't be Chayiv even the Hanor. So even though it's intermixed now, the Torah is makbid only in the Derech Bishul. Aba midrabonin, also b'chol inyan. It would be also midrabonin, even though it was only a Bishul Durabonin, or it wasn't a real Bishul, it was a Malicho. We're going to go through different categories of things that make it Basar and Chol Midrabonin, but you can have Asa Midrabonin even though there was no Derech Bishul. Derech Bishul has to go through the regular halachas of Bishul. But I was trying to start that out by saying is that Isa Hanor might be only a Shava Pruta, like it is all over. But since we said the words Derech Bishul, most poets can hold that it has to be a kezias. The Iser, the shear of Hanor is a kezias as opposed to a pruta. Sometimes a pruta won't get you a kezias. Today, for sure, pruta is a nickel. Piece of basa b'cholov, meat for nickel, kezias meat for nickel, I don't think that's the way the course is anymore, way beyond that. So you'd have to have a different shear to make the shear of Isa Hanor. That's what we hold positive. Although, as I said, there are some who paskin even only pruta. Now, this next line is very important. If you've never seen it before, it's a shtikol chiddush. If you've seen it before, so it reminds us at least. Kol basa b'cholov she'eino osam in atayra muta b'hanor.
Midrabanan.
If something is only osar midrabanan, it's basa b'cholov midrabanan. We'll decide the minute what we include in this. We'll give two examples. One example is basa oif b'cholov, because even in the Gemara there was a shiloh about basa oif b'cholov, whether it's isa d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. We paskin that oif with milk is nisa d'rabbanan. And then we have another type of a different style of d'rabbanan, which is the derech of bishul is d'rabbanan, meaning not the bishul but the mixture of basa and cholov. Forget about putting a sandwich of a piece of meat or with a piece of cheese on top. That's about a gavis. But even if it would be that the meat absorbed the milk, but it was through malicho or through kavush, it became salted or soaked for 24 hours together, we paskin that that's only basa b'chol midrabonin. And then it would not be asur b'hanor. Bishul is not mentioned over here. So the answer to all the mefarshim give is the same one, which is what? What's the answer everybody gives to this, Kasha?
Which guy?
Why don't you mention over here also that it should be mutter b'bishul?
Once you cook it,
it'll be basa b'chol of the rice. That's what they all answer. But that only goes on something like kavush. But if you cook basa oif with cholov, it'll 100 times it will never be asa d'oraisa. But since they said kol basa, they don't want to say kol basa. He wanted to make a klal So he made the klal of all the rabbonins, all basa b'chov, the rabbonin is muta b'hanoah, that he could make. But if he wanted to get involved and try to distinguish between oif and this and that, it would be very, very complicated, convoluted. So therefore he simplified it and he just said, this particular klal that he gave us, that if it's only basa b'chov of me the rabbonin, there'll be no isa hanoah. Because that's true. Mimanu shachet will be no isa hanoah. If you'll cook it, you will have an isa hanoah. Because we have no after the bishul, but this in its present state, there's no isa hanoah whatsoever. That's the mechava and the ramor. We're going to try to learn all the shach and taz of kimad, all of them. We'll skip pieces of it. And if we feel it's necessary, we will pass by. But we're going to try to learn as many of them as possible. So the taz and the shach over here basically is going to say the same thing. There's a rashal. The marshal has a different approach over here. Look at the Taz, Ois Aleph. She'enu osim in atoyre muta b'hano. This is going on the Ramor, who just told us that basa b'chol, that's also only mi the Rabbana, not mi atoyre, is no iser hano on it. The Marshal, in Kol HaBasar, in Yamshel Shlomo, he writes that, Choylik alze, the Almashkas have a Rambam, Mordechai Spirulei Misvara, lahachmi b'hano. He said that there should be an Isa Hano also. Doesn't mean that it's Aser Midar Isa. He means Midar Rabbonin. That just like the Rabbonin Asered Achila, they probably also Asered Hano. Now Hano also, Achila is an aspect of Hano. If they placed on it, it's more Chamor, definitely more Chamor. But what was the reason why they made it? Gezeira Otu. It's always a Gezeira Otu, right? And I mean 90% of the cases, it's a Gezeira Otu. So if the purpose was to prevent you from real Bishul B'chalov, real Bishul Batsu B'chalov, and Echila of something that was Boyal Batsu B'chalov, so it's a perfect reason why you should have, it should be also B'hano as well. It's a very logical Svara. Says the Rataz, Va'anu Ein Lanu Ela Dibrei Rishonim V'achronim. We have what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. We have what the other Rishonim said. The Marshal is somebody to deal with. He's at the Tkuf of the Rabor. He's a major player in terms of the Halacha. Kimad, all the Shachs and Taz are always quoting the Marshal. You have to deal with the Marshal. Sometimes they're machmir against the Ramor or whatever, against the Bacham Ramor because of the Marshal. Sometimes they're matche the Marshal. In this case, they both agree that they don't agree with the Marshal. The Shach ends off with the famous words here, Ve'ein devar of Mukhrochim. He says he doesn't agree with the Marshal. But still, you have to look at the Marshal. And the Marshal held that Nisa Hano was a very logical thing. But it doesn't make a... it will not make a difference to us because we paskin not like that. We're doing the shach now. First shach aleph. Klaim. Now, what does it mean? Osim in atayra only through derech bishul. Klaimer aval yedei kavush melicha she'eno derech bishul. If something became kavush or became salted together, which is not derech bishul, he didn't include over here. Why didn't he mention also about oif and cholov? Because that's, by its very nature, it can't be a doraisa. What he wants to say is the pshat in the ramoy is called basa b'chol she'eino osam in atayra. It didn't make it as nisa tayra. In other words, it could have become osam in atayra, but it didn't become osam in atayra. But the whole thing of cholov and milk is not that it's not osam in atayra. It's
the
Derech Bishul Atar. Okay, very good. Very good. Derech Bishul Asvatar. Very good. On the Derech Bishul. But the point is, Kol Basa B'chol Shabbat B'hano, he's going to bring down the same kash over here. In a chanami. Kosa B'tar Loz Vashir B'li B'chol Yivim Mo, Gil Pamim, that's right. Ve'echod Le'is, or where's the Bishul, Bishul, She'enu Asim in Atar, El Derech Bishul, Abimidabonin is also b'chol inyan, right? Derech bishul is the only thing, but then echinam is so. So that's pshatner in the shachavi. So what's the next one? Kol basa b'cholov mutabano. So now he brings down the same shalah we just had in the taz, which is what that the marshal has a different derech. Tur ve'isa ve'heta klal lamid din hei, v'chein das ha-mechabe b'sif gimel, the basa oif b'cholov she'enu asa b'achila, el rabbonin, muta b'hano, af mi de rabbonin. So here we have mentioned the basa oif, right? But it'll be muta b'hano, even mi de rabbonin, there's no isa hano on it, v'chein das ha-ra'o, b'simin, b'sefer chinuch mitzvah kuf yud gimel, v'chein das ha-rambam, din dalid lehedya v'chein bia devarav perish mishnah perak kolabasa v'chein pirish harava magi daito v'chein even marshal. Now v'shari echronim, everyone understood that the das harama v'loka moshe kasav v'bach as the machlokas pshat in the Rambam, the das harambam the basa oif becholov is aser behano midrabbanan. This is the other way to learn, which the marshal is going to tell you here, that he's trying to say over here that what Basa oif b'cholov, he wants to learn pshat in the Rambam. They learn pshat in the Rambam is what? It's also b'hanah midrabbanan. Kimosha also b'achila midrabbanan. U'mashe kasov v'doich l'mar d'hai l'vashel l'echol hu k'var heishavti lo b'sifri ayin sham. One of the interesting things is, and this is very strange, because the Lashon HaMishnah, the Lashon HaGemara, the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, sometimes is lav dafka. The word levashel in the Mishnah and the Gemara sometimes meant lechol. The whole Tosfos on a very geshmak of pieces. What is really referring to over here? About what? That you have something which is aser. It says over here. It just says in the Torah. Let's say the Mishnah. I'm sorry. The Mishnah says, let's say lechol. And it really, let me say, levashel, and it meant lechol. So bishul and achila are sometimes synonymous. Now, this is very interesting because what's happened is that the Lashon HaTorah of losav ashel gedi b'chalevi mo crept into the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch. That they use those words. Remember I discussed the question about the word treif, which is sometimes used loke, not properly, you know, it's like lav dafka, the word treif is sometimes used, which means not really treif, but it means not kosher to eat. Treif really means treif. So the certain words became a style. But in other words, sometimes to wiggle out of these situations, they go back and say that this sefer really meant the word. Really meant lechol, even though he said levashel. And where they get that from? The Mishnah and the Gemara. So you see that it entered into Sfarim based upon the Lashon HaMishnah and the Gemara. The Chenkos of Mordechai Perikain Mamidin, Vahagos, Oshri, Perik Baswed, Avodazor, May Ozarua, Dodol, Al Yedei Kavush, Oy Al Yedei Malicha, Mutta Bahano. Well, that's Pasha, we just said that, right? And he holds that there should be an Isa Hano on Kavush and Malicha. But then the Rambam discusses about the question about the Kavush and Malicha, the Hano on the Basa Oif. But on the things that are the bishul was not a real bishul. The absorbance wasn't a real absorbance minat Torah. That should be nisa hanor. That, which we call that's a shaila. Only the mashal is machmir, and he paskins the shach like the taz does. Mashal shavachal the ain devarav mukrochem. So bekitzer, what do I see in the shach? I see that you could have said that there should be an isa hanor on either one of these cases. The Rambam is we understand clearly pshat in the Rambam. What's the pshat in the Rambam? When they placed, there was no Iser at all of Basar B'cholov here. It wasn't the Basar. Oif is not a Basar. So you don't have Basar and Cholov.
So therefore,
when they placed it on, not only there is there, but when they placed it, they wanted to prevent you, you shouldn't confuse this Basar, which looks like Basar to us to a certain extent. It shouldn't be confused as Basar B'cholov, and then we'd eat Basar B'cholov, cook Basar B'cholov, and have Hanah from Basar B'cholov. So that's logical. but with the thing that didn't become absorbed through basa b'chalav, so therefore, this was never really aser. You have basa, you have chalav, but you don't have basa b'chalav. There's no basa b'chalav over here. There's less reason to confuse it. No, nothing occurred that's similar. In terms of the mix-ups in the house,
looks more like it.
I know, but you don't see basa and chalav mixed together. You just see a piece of.
You see basa. It looks like
it's a history lesson. So what happened? It got salted. Salted is not derech bishul. The Torah said bishul. So they were less concerned. So they didn't ask the hano. They asked the achila. But they didn't ask
the
hano.
The bottom line is that the shach still holds like the Ramah that wherever there is a isra bun of achila.
Everybody holds that way. Yeah.
Fine. Except the Rashi.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay. Now it's kedai to spend time on it, and we've got to spend time on a number of these shilas on the side. But these what we're talking about now. Some of us, when we learned the psicha from the Prima Gadim the last few weeks, we went through that. We covered a number of these aspects, but it's kedai to hear it again. It's always oisias makimus. So let's take a look quickly in the Gilyon HaMarsha. It's brought down in a few places. This not just in the Gilyon HaMarsha. The second one. It says, "Echel the isa bishul, ubasashin is bashul lechudei, the gam cholov mevushul, osa achakach levashlam yachad." Min haTorah, you can't cook basar and cholov together. What if the basar was cooked already and the milk was cooked already? So the halacha is there's still a din of bishul basar b'cholov after that.
So
it's bishul acha bishul. No, that's not bishul acha bishul. Velo yarmin bein bishul acha bishul. The Zeh Rak B'Shabbos. Okay, that's one answer. Umiyu, B'kvan is Bashlu Yachad, if they've already become Basa B'cholov. V'roitza Levashlam Shenis, D'yek Simen Kufhei, Prima Godem, B'mishpeso Zav, discusses over there, that there's a Shaila, Od Lamad Yishari, V'siyim B'tzaruch Iyun. So he blibes at Tzaruch Iyun. But there are others who held that, there are others who held that it really would be mutter.
I mean, once it was already basa b'chalav cooked, and I want to cook this meat a second time in the chalav again for whatever reason.
Well, the oyver, the iser of basa. Now, the nafka mina to us, I told you, nafka mina to us is if a person will be pasul eidus. So you have to know the ma'isa. It's like all things. He cooked basa b'chalav, but if it was this type of shaila, where he cooked something that was basa b'chalav already. So you have Yeshal Milisma Chabesel. I'm not saying that we pask it this way 100%. I mean, obviously, we only bring this in the Tzarachim, but there are others who held that you would not be Oiver. And the Nafkamina would be with his Basileitis. So it's a Sophic with his Basileitis, so you know, whatever it is, but that'd be much less of a Shaila. Nafkamina for us would be a Maisa that he did already, because he was a part of a Basin, you know, it would be a very Shver Zach.
You have that chef you mentioned last week.
Yeah.
If his helper adds a little butter, he can add more butter because it's a basa b'chalav.
Well, listen, you can't do it lechatchila anyway because ain bishul. No. When we're saying it, first of all, blib tzarachim, and ain bishul lachar bishul that we're saying over here. It's only these people who are saying that there's a tzad lahakel. It's a big chiddush to say this. Because who says you can't, that just because the chefza is a chefza of Iser, it can't be boleya more chalav. The basar is going to be boleya chor chalav. It's not a nafgamina whether it's become aser, but the maisa bishul, in the din of the maisa bishul, who says the bishul? Let's go from the other side now. Let's go from the other side, Rabbi. So one second. What makes a bishul? So we discussed this in the Prima Gadim. What do we say the pshat is in the in Bishul? What's called Bishul? We discussed this many times. Demis is, there's a machlokes forshim, the achronim, Krasi Uplasi in the Prechadosh. Krasi Uplasi says that as soon as you put something, let's say meat, into hot milk, you're in hot milk, and you have basa b'chalav. As soon as you put it in, because it goes into something hot, and Rishon, it's basa b'chalav. That's the crazy place. But the pre-chadish holds, for kid, it has to come Michael ben Nusoy. Prima Gadim, which we learned, hold it's not called Basa B'cholov until it's... not something else. He doesn't say that over there. Oh, yeah, he does say. He says, like he says, the Prima Gadim says that Enachanami it's also b'achila, Enachanami hano also it's also b'hano. If it was ma'achol b'drusoi, but to get malchus, the Prima Gadim holds you don't get malchus unless you did a bishul called zorcho.
Even ben drusoi wouldn't
right.
be enough.
Right. And yet you have a crazy place. He holds that as soon as you put it into the hot milk, it became basa b'cholov in atayra because it's derech because it's bishul. Who's so the pshat is as follows: how could they have such a machlokes? I mean, always have a machlokes, but what's the Talmud Machlokes? The Talmud Machlokes is whether you go Tchilas Bishul or Sof Bishul. Alamo, we have the same Shaila. The Shaila's on Shabbos. Really, technically, the pure din is Maichel Ben Rusoi. If you don't keep the food on long enough to become Maichel Ben Rusoi, you didn't do Bishul. And that's why you also say Bishul Acha Bishul, because you really didn't do anything, right? You didn't change the food in a significant way. If you didn't make a Maichel Ben Rusoi, then no one could eat it, so it's not called Bishul.
The Issa on Shabbos would be on the Bishul on making this food edible. But here...
Hold on one second. Do you hold that that's the din? Do you know anyone who paskins that din, that Maichel Ben Rusoi? That's the din, by the way. Do you know anyone who paskins that? Everybody holds. Forget about it, even lechatchila. We would be machmi and not to eat it the day after Shabbat, that guy eating it that day, if he didn't do less than Maichel Ben Rusoi.
Sure.
We are machmir as long as you put it on a place and you got it hot, we got to call it bishul. Even though the pure din is Maichel Ben Rusoi. So what's the reason? Because of this thing over here, that when you're going tchilas bishul, so bishul. But Moshe has a big chiddush. Nobody, if you read the magazine carefully, you'll see it in there. You have to read it carefully. It's in the wine section. The halacha is like this. What's the... the question is as follows. When I have a case of... what's called Yayin Mavushal? What's called Yayin Mavushal? So the whole Eretz Yisrael, every Pesach around there, including Rabbi Yosef, holds that it has to be a significant change through Bishul. Either a significant temperature. Rav Moshe held a cool dicker temperature and a small, a quick pasteurization he held, and he held Bechlau. In essence, we go with the Tchilas Bishul. It could be the reischen, the small pieces, the small bubbles. You don't have to have a major amount of bishul, as it were, where it gets changed physically and tastes differently. You don't have to have where it gets a little thicker. You don't have to have where it hits temperatures of 212 or 190 in wine. But you don't have to have that. You have to have a tchilas bishul. That's what he holds. Reischen, the small reischen, he holds is the lowest shear. So the point is, of course, it's not. Rav Moshe was clearly understood that this yayin was not really mavushal. Why did he call it yayin mavushal? Because the maisa bishul is a fishlapta maisa. It's not a pu'uli to flick the switch on. Maisa bishul to fishlap the maisa. Something a bosa shore is going to take hours and hours. Chon's going to take a day to half an hour all night to cook. The certain maisa bishul is going to be a long time. But you, when we ask her something, we ask her the maisa bishul, so we can ask her mitchila viad sof. So once we ask her the tchila, in other words, when the Torah said losa vashel, the isa was on the on the bishul process. So who says it has to be on the gemara the bishul? It could be on the tchila's bishul. You're over bishul. Who says it has to be that you it was nizbashel? We got the Torah asked derech bishul, and the hanor could be from the derech bishul. The achila could be from the derech bishul. Who says the achila has to be from the gemar bishul? That's the crazy place. It's tiny lechara, because otherwise, of course, everybody knows it didn't get cooked immediately. You can't say a miyad. We always said miyad doesn't really work. It doesn't work for accomplishing the full tachlis. But miyad makes the tchila. That's on the basar. But on the cholov, most everybody holds that the chalav is immediately.
Because it's liquid.
Because it's liquid. It has to just start at the beginning. But Leah Tam is for sure going to take place if it's like frozen, but in normal foods, it's going to be mamish, kimat miyad.
Again, here, but Basa B'chol, the Isser is on the Bishl, not, there's a Deraisa Isser on the Bishl, whether it's Hano or not. So therefore, you could say it's Techilas Bishl would be an Isser. Much more so than you would say with Shabbos, where you want Ben Dresoy.
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, I'm saying to you, but you really have this Machlokas Keseder. I'm saying with this Shiloh.
I'm saying I can see a big chiluk between Shabbos and
there is a big chiluk, and the chumras of Shabbos, not necessarily because we hold it's a tchil, it's bishul. We machmi and the zach. I mean, no question about it. But here is the Machlokas and the etzim zach. Yeah. What did the Torah mean about derech bishul also Torah? Was it the derech of bishul? It has to be, or nizbashul. It has to be. Los of Ashul means the gemar bishul. It has to be edible. The whole Torah is lav dafka anyway. The Gemara is going to say, the Shulchan Aruch is going to say the next sif that it's lav dafka a gedi and it's lav dafka the aim of the mother. And everything is lav dafka. So I'm telling you also the creation of place is going to tell you the word bishul. Zavashul is also lav dafka gemar bishul. It has to be edible, brought to the table. It meant the process called bishul. But it's logical. Okay, let's try to do some of the Pesachei Tshuvas, even though the truth of the matter is that we covered some of them, most of us covered some of them outside before, but we'll go through them quickly. Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph, I'm sorry, Ois Aleph and Pesachei Tshuva. The Iser Achila, the Yav Shalo Derech Achila Vahano Osa, Vahaya Loike Alav, Masha Ein Kain Bishari Yisur Mechutz Miklaya Kerem, that's the Rambam writes, etc. People God brings it, which we learned that lav derech hanos, if you put burning hot basa b'chol down your throat, you'll be chayev. Something that doesn't taste good, it's disgusting tasting, also you'd be chayev for the iser of achila on basa b'chol and hanoah on basa b'chol, even though it's now disgusting. We said the nafkamina is as follows. The case we just brought in that Kiliyam Marsha, that if the milk is cooked separately and the flesh is cooked separately, cook it together, it's basa b'chol. We said the same thing over here. If you would make the milk or the meat disgusting tasting and then mix it together, it won't become basa b'chalav. Because it'd be a bad time. They were both heter before. But once they became basa b'chalav, it's got a shame basa b'chalav, it does not lose the shame basa b'chalav just because it becomes disgusting tasting.
So if it was no longer royal achila, I mean, you call
it's
it...
It's still basa b'chol. Not only that, but even an eifer, even if you cooked it, you burnt it, the eifer is still on the habano. Base. The isano. V'zeh haya loike al hanaso das harambam di eino loike v'shar poiskim soivim de loike. There's a shayla whether the Torah specifically gave malchus on for hano. That's the machlekes. The Rambam seems to say that you don't get malchus. Everyone else says you do get malchus. Which I mention all the time, that's the Ein of Eidus. That if the person had Hanor from Basa B'chalav, he is Pasul L'Eidus. That's the famous Taz in Sifkot and Yud. I'm sorry, in Simon Tez Zion, Sifkot and Yud. Okay? Behetev brings it down over there. Sif Tez Zion, you'll find this Shaila. Simon Tez Zion, Zion. Okay? Vayain prima godim. This is the beginning of Yerodea, because there'll be the stretch of Shalvedas over there. Vayain prima godim bepsicho, shinistapek, I also chatzi shir bebishul vohano minatayra. Was chatzi shir also minatayra or not? Bebishul hano?
Chatzi shir of what?
Chatzi shir, well now I'm telling you that we're defining chatzi shir as a kazayas. So therefore, chatzi shir. So that mashahu of a hano. Would that be chayiv or not? As would that be awesome in the Torah or put them in the Torah?
It goes back to okay.
Yeah. The bachila kaimalan chatzi shir is awesome in the Torah. That we know all the time. The kaimalan we learn it out from the chelav. Ubishul b'hano tzarich iyun. But is there an iser of chatzi shir min Torah on bishul and the chatzi shir of hano? Ayein b'tzlach and p'sochim. Dafkof base, varei eva minachai, shinistapek beze gam kain leinian hono lechud, the yachaka kosab pshitus. Over there, the slach writes, the Das Harambam Shaina like Alhano Vadele in Isa Gam Hatishir also Bohanomina Taira Achlishara Poiskim Shall like Alhano Vade Aina like Alhano Kiim Kazayas. So he says, we understand that only like that Yisoy that the Rambam holds is always an Isa Hano because by the Rambam there's no Shir. Isa Hado, there's no Shir because there's no Malkus. So there's no Malkus. So there's no shear. So if there's no shear, then even chatzi shear is aser. But those people who hold that there's a shear to get malchus, so the shaila is by chat. Is there a chatzi shear? So that we could clear. But as far as the Rambam, he holds that Rambam would hold even chatzi shear of hanor would be awesome in the Torah. Vayein b'tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger shehevi raya misogid babakama the shiuro b'hanor pruta banas pruta, which we told you we don't paskin like. Now, Basa B'cholov, that is Aser, what do you have to do? You have to bury it. Now, we said, well, we'll see in a second here. Of course, no one buries these things. You just throw it in the toilet or whatever it is like that. That's a good Eitzah. The Imsarfo Game Faro Aser. Look what he says in Sadi Dalit. And he clears over there about Sadi Dalit. He goes into the question of who's Klovim, etc. We're not going to spend time on it now. But bottom line, we hold as an Isa Hano on anything that became Basa B'cholov. So the old question comes up as follows. Now, you have something that you bought in the store. It's dog food. And you came home with it, and you're going to give it to the dog, but you have a young child who goes to yeshiva, and the child read the ingredients, about 10 years old, let's say, and they read the ingredients and it says basar, and it says cholov, mutton, and it says milk. This is basar b'cholov.
It's treif basar.
No. Mutton is it's a lamb, whatever.
But it wasn't geshaftin.
No, you don't need that. They're going to come up. You don't need geshaftin. You need the min is kosher min.
Min, you need just the kosher min.
Kosher min. So you're gonna. So we're gonna say that that's basa b'chol. So first of all, we don't know about it. It's basa b'chol. It could be batal b'shishim. It's not batal b'shishim. It could be it's not cooked. Because of course, original meat is cooked, but maybe now when it's mixed together, it's a cold process. The heart is not. So maybe it's friction, not really, really heat. At least, let's say I'm gonna have a situation where it's really not batal. It could be basa b'chol. So we have a shtick. A, we have a shalot. B, what are you supposed to do? So. First of all, I'm not having hanor if I return it to the store, because returning it to the store, so it was a mekach tovus. I didn't really, it was in konit, and mistamah today, the person who goes ahead and he buys something, it's al das that everything's all right, you have a 7-day return. Anybody runs back with something, they always give you money back. Come back a month later, you'll say, get out of here. But everyone will take something back the next day. It was a tovus, so it took the wrong thing off the shelf. So l'chayr, it's not an emistik eisa hanor. If you want to clear about that, you can clear about it. But for sure, you can't give it to a caliph. That's for sure, you can't give it to a caliph.
You know it's a suffix.
But the point is, it's a suffix on eisa hanor. It's a derais over here. If it's a bishul basa b'chol, you can't do it with a dog. So this is a big problem that comes up all the time. And the biggest problem, of course, all this, no one coming close to Pesach, is a question about giving chametz to the fish and all that, and the different animals. I'd be very careful about hanor. A lot of people, what they do is they go ahead and they give it to a goy and he takes care of it. It's still his own stuff. It's still your own stuff. A lot of people make a lot of tohusim about Pesach. I see a lot of people who think they handled it. They don't need a rav to make him. They don't need a rav anymore to make a mechira. They go to their neighbor with a gansa, a little taira, you know, take this, I don't have it. 90% of those people mess it up. Because he didn't mean it, you didn't mean it. I heard from Rabbi Label Katz years ago, I told you this, it's a great line. He says, very hard to find a good goy for pay to sell mechira's chametz. But it's a goy that's too klug. He's used him many years. So by them, it's already Galechta. He knows the Galechta. And you go to the Galechta. You smile at him. You wink a few times. It's already Shain Nishkein Mechira. He's not going with Das. You're not going with Das. And it's a thing. It's silly. Go to the next door neighbor And the way it is, most people would, I'll take care of it for you, Rabbi. Don't worry, I'll take care of it for you. So you see, I didn't say to him, he said to me. But he knew, and you knew, and it was all fake maisa. What you could do is you can make a real kinyan, but you have to make it properly. If you ask a rov, you call up a rov and ask him how to do it. I mean, maybe you can't go through the way they do mechivas chametz, or take an hour and a half. You know, with this kinyan, with that kinyan, they don't know these kinyanim. You know, kinyan agav, kinyan this, kinyan suda, 2, 3, 4 kinyan. They make a whole slew of kinyanim before they get rid of your chametz. But whatever it is, Abida, you better go through a rov or somebody else normal, instead of they rather going through, go to the next door neighbor and try to fake it out. Ask somebody clearly how to do it, and you could find an etzah. But a lot of people are nichshol. Even b'zman hazeh, a lot of people are nichshol. A chametz a pesach because of this particular thing about the hanah. And here, they're also. With the pet foods, a lot of people don't think it really could be, etc. That's the one place where you're going to really find it is in dog food or cat food. Usually, dog food is the main place to find it. The rest stuff with the hair lotions is the dreit lemaisis, but this is real. You're going to find basa b'cholav in it. Okay. In fact, I looked 1 year or two. I spent time looking with chametz, and I've also spent time looking with the basa b'cholav. There definitely is basa b'cholav in some of these. Whether it is. I can't tell you. And they're dog food. Okay. So, but we do, as far as we're concerned, if you ever run to Basa B'cholov, consider it like Pesach. What would you do in the middle of Pesach? It'd be Yom Tov. You'd stick it in the toilet and flush it out. This is what you have to go out in the street to burn it. We wouldn't be able to do so easily. So you basically throw it in the toilet and flush it down. Same thing you do with Basa B'cholov. Derech Bishul. Now, this topic is Ein L'dav Asof. Mamish, what's called Derech Bishul? It's not called Derech Bishul. Machlekes and Ad and Shir. Let's take a look first at the Be'ehei Teif. Aleph, Bishul, Kloimer, Aval Al Yidei Kovu Shabalicha She'edo Derech Bishul, it wouldn't be so. Exactly the Shach. But then he brings Utsli Bechlau Bishul. Sli is included in Bishul. So that we all understood. We saw this also in the beginning, but that's very logical. It's Sli and Bishul the same. What about Tzonin L'socham? You take a cold thing and you put it into hot. So that was an example, and I don't mean on the fire, because if it's still on the fire, then you're cooking the cold. We're talking about you put it into a Kli Rishon, Shalo Ala Eish, you put in a piece of meat into hot cocoa. Yeah. Ah, Fu Derech Bishul. That's called also Derech Bishul. Because a Kli Rishon is Mevashel. That we know
what
from the Shabbos too.
The piece of meat was cold and so much bigger than the...
So I'm trying to tell you that, okay, there's no question about it. If you, for example, you're saying like this, if it cools it off, it cools it off.
Yeah.
So we have a halacha called Tatar Gavar. We have a halacha called Tatar Gavar. We're going to come up to it in Sadi Yalav. What's it? Tatar Gavar. What does that mean? The bottom overrides the top. So in this case, the bottom is hot. So it's going to cook the top. Frek the Aruch HaShulchan, your bombshell. What's the Aruch HaShulchan's kasha? Remember? I should remember Aruch HaShulchan's kasha. His kasha is unbelievable. He says, what are you talking about? If I have a gigantic piece of a turkey and I put it into a little leftover hot cocoa, you're going to tell me that the hot cocoa is going to cook up the turkey? I'm telling you that the turkey is going to cool off that hot cocoa faster than you could say anything.
You can
right?
put time into the milk already.
No, but if it happens, let's not go with this crazy placey. Let's go with what we know to be true. That real bishul is a process that takes a mashu of time. We have it Aruch HaShulchan in several places is telling with this thing. What Aruch HaShulchan says... right, Regeshin, or Aruch HaShulchan with Miyad. What does he say? Aruch HaShulchan with Miyad. The Miyad doesn't do anything. Just take it out. Because he says it doesn't work. It doesn't create a Bishul Miyad. I mean, A, you won't even find really the time of Basa going into the milk in that amount of time. If you don't see the time of Basa going into the milk at that time, you know, nothing's going to happen in the Basa at that amount of time. So for sure, if you just dip it in and dip it out, like a tea bag, in and out, it's not going to cause any problems. B'di'evit. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan paskens. He quotes a Gadol Echad And he holds, he says, I agree with that, Gadol Echad. And I hold that that's, he didn't want to start with names because of people hang with him. So he says, there's a Gadol, he's behind me. But he held stark from that. So the Aruch HaShulchan says over here an amazing thing. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you know what it means, Tator Gover? It has to be Shava B'Shava. Approximately equal. Because let's say the other way is around, is the story. If I have a big turkey leg and some little milk falls on the top, I know the bottom is a burning hot turkey, it's going to heat up the milk. But what if I have so much milk, an avalanche, on a little piece of leftover roast, a little kezias, and I pour a whole bunch of milk on it, it's going to cool that thing off in a second. It's not going to do any real damage. The flow, the constant flow is going to cool it off. So who are you telling me, Tata Gover? Say, it has to be a ke'ein shava b'shava. So we have to tell you the same answer over here too. The constant, what he means, tzoren l'socham, it means a be'erich the same, or less is falling into more, but not that more is falling onto less. That's not going to work. V'chein imi mevashel l'pachos k'dei klipa. The din of irui, that it is a whole shayla in the Gemara, we've discussed it many times, the Gemara says that irui is a shayla. But whether it's mevashel or not, because it's not a real kli rishon. But we say an irui could aser kedei klipa. That kedei klipa, if you pass it askas kedei klipa, it's called a bishul. It's not called a chumra. The maisa is a maisa bishul. Hot boiling milk is falling on top of the meat. It's a bishul. Whether it came from whether it's poured out or it's coming in contact with some other way, it's mamish, a real, if you hold it as a kedei klipa, then it will answer it as a real bishul, means me asim in a Torah. Only the kedei klipa will be asim in a Torah, but that will be asim in a Torah.
So you're saying, what happened? So the ear of hot milk, for example, fell on a piece of meat.
Right.
Real meat or basar arv?
No, real meat.
And so you say he's going to ask only kedei klipa, we're not going to say
right. Right now, lemaisa, if they're learning Shulchan Aruch, you're going to throw away that piece of meat. But the reason you're going to throw away that piece of meat is a separate din. Something about how, as we call pile, it's cooked already, it was cooked already, the meat, and it has holes and cracks. That's why we're going to ask the meat. But we're not going to ask the meat mitam bishul basa b'cholov. I mean, time the bishul part. Only kedei klipa could become awesome, but because of the cracks and crevices, we're afraid the milk entered in further. Or because it was cooked already, it absorbs it in a different kind of a way. That's just a separate shayla. There'd be a lot of nafkaminas on it. For example, if a very, very small amount of milk fell on. So you could make a little bit more with that din over there with pile. There's plenty of room to play with. Secondly, even if you hold with that thing of pile, it's a question of whether, you know, whether the whole thing was submerged or the whole thing wasn't submerged, but it's one area. It also might have to do with the kind of outside of the meat. For example, sometimes you have a meat that has a membrane around it or a skin around it, let's
hard
say. With
area.
So therefore, you wouldn't say this klal of pile. Pile is a general rule, but it's talking about regular meat, a piece of roast. But if you're talking about something that's encased, as we have very often with a whole layer of fat or a whole layer of a krum around it, you know, some kind of membrane, then you wouldn't say this din of pile, because metzias isn't, you don't see cracks and crevices, you see a smooth surface. So then the halacha would be different over there. So there's this movement to play with there. But from the pure din of bishul, and this is only going to ask a kedei klipa. Mu'ushin havik bishul. No, he says mu'ushin is kibishul. What's mu'ushin?
Smoke.
Smoking. Smoking is like bishul. Is that what it says over here? Right? That's what he says. Who's saying this? He's bringing the pre-chadosh. Now if you keep your finger there and turn a little bit ahead, you'll see the din in Vav, Sif Vav. You have it by side. Hamushin v'amavushul b'chame tveya ain like in a love. Mu'ushin is not called bishul. So I said right over here.
Midoraisa.
So you're telling over here it is Bishul. We're talking about Bishul Basa B'chal. We're talking about Daraisa. This pre-Chadash that you just brought me, we're just discussing from the Behetev, this pre-Chadash he quotes, is on a Daraisa level, right? And it says over here, Ein Leiken Alav. So it's a Kasha. So let's take a look first at the Shach over there, Ein Leiken Alav, Yud Gimel. Aval Isura Mia Ika, but it's only the Rabbanim. Isura Mia Ika means it's an Isa the Rabbanim, doesn't mean it's an Isa the Raisa. Unless you want to say Isura Ika could be the Raisa too, but he doesn't discuss it over here. However, if you look at the Be'er HaGro'ah, we'll understand the whole Torah in a nutshell. You have the Be'er HaGro'ah, Ois Yud Gimel? Yeah. Yerushalmi Perek Vov the Nedorim, Rabbanan the Kesarin Sha'alun Mu'ushun Mahu. Sheyehebo mishum tavshilei Shabbos mahu sheyehebo mishum basa b'cholov. The Gemara in Yerushalmi asks two questions. What about the Rabbanan Kesarin and Caesarea? They asked the question about mu'ushun, a piece of meat that has been cooked, or anything that's been cooked through ishun, through smoke, not through the heat, not through bishul, but through smoke. Is it called Bishul Bishul on Shabbos? Is it called Bishul Basa B'cholov? And the Gemara does not answer at all. Doesn't answer it. Aval Perek Zayin the Shabbos Sham Hatsoyle Vamitagen Hashoylik Vahamaashin Kulu Mishum Mevasho V'Yim Kain Hu Adin Le'inyan Basa B'cholov Pri Chodosh. The Pri Chodosh holds, which I just showed you over here. From Sif Vav, we see a shtickle stira, but the Pre-Chadash answers it. We saw brought in the Gvir HaGro'ah Yisid Gimel that the Pre-Chadash himself answers it, that since the Shaila on Shabbos was paskened about Shabbos, maybe the Shaila is also paskened about Basa B'cholov, and he holds L'maisa that it should be considered, Mu'ushin is considered, real Bishul Basa B'cholov. Now this is a Gevaltig Chiddush. It's very, very.
Is that Chilas Bishul or Sof Bishul business here?
I mean, as you know. In other words, the process called curing, which is a process of smoke alone, is considered Bishul.
Well, we wouldn't say that it's the beginning of that because the beginning of.
No, you could cure a piece of meat and it tastes completely cooked.
Would that machlokes also tie into whether you say Chilas Bishul or Sof Bishul? Or would we say that Mu'ushin is only would be sacrificial? Because that's only
what we're saying. Mu'ushin is a beginning of Mu'ushin and a self of Mu'ushin. But when you finished it, the smoke something or the taste very good.
Fine.
That's what he's telling us. It's a shtickel chiddush the whole thing because I hear that for Shabbos, you know, with Heshi saying we're here for Shabbos, Mu'ushin always takes place with heat, right? There's a heat that's making the smoke. But a real curing is not because of the heat, it's because of the smoke. Now, I don't want to get lost into what really happened in the old days and what happened now. It could be that things changed slightly. We have two types of a smoke, a cold smoke and a hot smoke. Most of the things that we make today, like lox, is a cold smoke.
Is it for flavor or to rest?
No, it's a real thing. It's a real smoking process. The room is cold. Of course, the fire could burn your hand on. But the area where the lox is located is not Yad Saletus Bo. And the lox is not Yad Saletus Bo. And it becomes cured through this smoke. That's called a cold smoke. That's why a lot of people are very makel about how they deal with lox. In Europe, they give hashgacha on lox. A lot of places don't have mashgiach there, etc. And even here, a lot of people are very malleable. No, but the first thing, that's
there's
a
bishul. There's no bishul.
But it may not really be a bishul.
Sushi.
It may not be a real bishul. Anyway, bichlal, it's not. It's certainly not. Going to get mixed together with a real bishul with the Easter at the same time. The other thing that we have is a hot smoke. Now you've got to know the difference between a hot smoke and what we have today. When you buy a piece of whitefish, smoked whitefish, it's not smoked. There's nothing, there are a few still people who still do it, but most of the smokers don't smoke anymore. They put smoke flavor, smeared onto the thing, and then the fish, and they put it into a baker, a baking oven. But the way that they make it taste smoked is a combination of the way the oven deals with it. In other words, there's different gradations of heat. It goes higher and lower, up and down a certain amount to help the flavors mix. And it's the flavor. It tastes hickory smoked. Hickory smoked American cheese is not been smoked. It's just a flavor that's put into the American cheese, processed cheese. There's nothing at all with smoking anymore. Some people still do smoke, and there is such a thing as a hot smoke. But you have to realize that in a hot smoke, you're going to have a lot of drippings. That's a tremendous loss. And the way you'll tell the difference between this and that is when you see a piece of, smoked whitefish or something like that, and it looks very, all the fat's out of it, that may have been done, you know, with a real smoking. But hot smoking is very little done today. It's not a common, not common so much for the, you know, the lox for sure is a cold smoke. And a lot of the other fish are either a cold smoke or they're going to be really cooked, really baked. So that's the nafka min b'zmanazeh. But so I don't know what their smoking process was. It could be their smoking process was a shtickel combination with a bishul. That would make a lot of sense. If their smoking was closer to a hot smoke, so then you could say, is that called bishul? Because since both things are boyin ke'echod, the cooking of it is not because of the heat per se. It's a combination, so maybe it never gets a din of bishul. That would make a lot of sense. Or maybe it really was a cold smoke, and maybe since the smoke process itself always included heat, maybe that was the shaila. But pure smoke, to cure something, should definitely not be any worse than salting something. That should be the same. Okay. That everybody admits. If you use that, which it's very hard to get that today, but if you use Chametveria, of course you get that in Israel, you still have that. But if you Chametveria, then it would be the awesome in the Torah.
Chametveria
is hot. It's hot, but there is no. But the heat no was not heated through a fire. There's a whole shiloh whether microwave is bishul. I mean, for a lot of halachos, it's soises.
Heating in hot water, but since it's not on a fire, it's not considered bishul.
Right. Because if we would say for Shabbos, we could 15 reasons to aser it. There's not a problem how we're going to aser it for Shabbos, microwaving. But Heinemann Paschal, there's no Bishul Akum in a microwave. And you see that Basav Acholov in a microwave is very, very schwer to call it Bishul Basav Acholov. It shouldn't be. They say, well, but it's suddenly so Cham. But the Cham is never called a Cham Mikli Rishon. But then it has the heat of it, but it doesn't have. It's very, very hard. It happened about through the change of the molecules. It didn't happen through an actual fire. There was never a fire. So if there never was a fire, there can't be a halachic bishul in the full sense of the word. Will we ask him? Of course, you can't do that. You can't eat that possible hole like that. And bishul, the bishul akum is anyway.
The halachic is running.
And there was a rias also from the Gemara, like. What Rabbi Hanan is saying about the Yat of Kavona. The case in the Gemara was as follows. The Gemara about Azara is also brought in Shabbos, but the Gemara about Azara talks about where he took a tent peg and he threw it into the fire. I'm sorry, he put it into the oven.
Took a what?
A tent peg. A goy took a tent peg.
A tent peg, okay.
And he put it into the oven. It was a wet tent peg. And his purpose was to dry it out.
Yeah.
But he in the process, the water inside helps, it like cooks it, like it becomes mushy for a while, and then the water dries out and the thing is dried out afterwards. So the process, well, it goes through a bishul process before it dries out. So the Gemara, they asked the shell like this. Let's say you put on in to the oven before the goy came around, you put into the oven food. The Gemara gave an example, craw. So a gourd or whatever it is, and you stuffed it in the back. He couldn't see it. And then he came in and he put in his tent peg. So if he was mechavin for the bishul process of it, then even though he didn't know you had the thing there, it's called bishul akum. But if he was mechavin for drying it out, the fact that it goes through a bisha process first is not significant, and you could eat your food. This is the problems they had in the old days. You couldn't get an oven. People didn't have ovens as easily as they have today, and they relied. A bisha lakum is also, so they had to rely sometimes on tricks like this. And even if they didn't, it could happen accidentally, like you find something in the back of the stove. You have a goy working in the house, you have something in the back of the stove. I don't know if I mentioned it here or not, but there's a big problem with convection ovens. Did I mention that to you about the convection ovens? I could mention it a few weeks ago about the convection ovens, no? The new convection ovens, there's a problem when you open the door that the process stops, and then when you close it, it starts again. So the shaila is Shabbos, of course. Well, many of us don't use these things on Shabbos. Some have these special things with the Shabbos mode. But as far as a different shaila is bishul akum.
The goy opens it.
If the goy opens it, it hasn't been cooked, and the goy wasn't cooked at all yet, and the goy closes it, the goy did, even though you turned the fire on before or you turned it on, you thought you turned it on, but if it opens and it closes, he did the ma'aseh bishul. So therefore, it's a mitzvah for everybody to find out what they're doing in the yeshivas. Because one of the people in the kashrus field, first they put in there in the yid about this, and then one of the people in the kashrus field told me that he knows that many yeshivas are not aware of this. And it's a bislach that become aware of it. So we should be helping that process along, because that's where the ikar problem is. A real caterer, it's under hashkocha. We always laugh about, what do you need a hashgacha for the yeshiva? A real caterer that has a hashgacha, echad a barbe, you got a guy who is a professional in the field. What if they have a mishkiach in the yeshiva, even if he's a frumma, he's not a professional in the kashrus field mostly. Mostly he could be somebody else, a worker here, a worker there, he could be at the office, he could be a rebbe, a kreis, whatever he is, I don't know. A kubiz, no, but a boy, who knows what they call you in the yeshiva, a mashgiach. And so the most yeshivas don't have mashgiach. So they don't know these things. And Baruch Hashem, they were zoiche to get a high-tech kitchen. The only thing is, they weren't zoiche to know how to use the high-tech kitchen. So that's a big mitzvah, especially if you had to hear they remodeled it. You know, the yeshiva is going to make it do a dining room. So for sure,
I have money to make a new dining room.
I don't know. On their backs. So basically, we're gonna have to make sure. I don't even know what the current situation is, but it's a big mitzvah to be far same this Indian about the convection oven.
Well, if this shows a matchstick into the oven, I figure anyway, it's okay.
But not today. We have no matchstick in an oven.
So if a guy turns it on,
yeah,
and Drew comes through the master again, he's not through the whole process. He's moisture
in the
so here, if I start cooking something and I put it on, then the guy comes and put his tent peg into it. But I did the whole thing.
You're talking about today's convection oven. You're talking about that shelf.
I'm talking about the tent peg first. Not
the tent peg. He never turned it on. It's not his oven. It's a goy's oven. He never turned it on.
Oh, but you didn't.
No, that's the whole trick.
Jew put the food in his.
But this is how a Jew had to live. I mean, first of all, this is an example. I mean, if it ever happened, I can't tell you. But I can understand how in their society this happened.
So if a guy comes and throws a matchstick and comes back to...
If a goy turns the fire on,
yeah,
even though the yid put the food on before the fire, it's bishul akum.
So how is it good? What did the tent peg when you put it in the first place?
No.
I don't understand, why is it when the Jew put the food into the oven?
That one was off.
But however it was done, it was good until he came along with his tent peg. Why is his tent peg?
No, it wasn't good. Nothing happened at all. It was a cold oven. And he put the tent peg in. I mean, he put his food in the back.
It wasn't cooking?
No. He's hoping and praying that the goy will turn it on. The question is whether it's a bishul akum or not. The chiddush is that the goy didn't know a ki who's there about his food. And af al pichein, had he been mechavin for cooking, they're giving a crazy example about the tent peg. If he put his lunch in there, it would asa your food. Even though he didn't know he did a ma'aseh bishul on your food. You don't need kavana of the goy. You need a ma'aseh bishul of the goy. But if he was not mechavin for bishul at all, then it's not called bishul. Even though he did a ma'aseh bishul, it's a chiddush. Tosfos deals with it. Tosfos matters up between the two sugyas and Shabbos. He says Tosfos learns it for Shtikal Raya. Tosfos Arosh learns it for Kasha. Because the Gemara in Shabbos says that if a person is that in such a case, if you were mechaven for bishul, but in the 10 peg situation, you were mechaven just to dry it out, afal pichein, you're going to be chayev, because memela a bissel bishul went along with it. You know that bishul is going to take place. We say psik reisha v'edemuskavet. So therefore, Tosfos Arosh, he learns over there that there's a shtickle. The Gemara says Yechayev on Shechel Shabbos, Yechayev a korban, even though you weren't mechaven for the bishul. So we obviously, because that's a still steer in the sugyas, because over there in Avodah Zarah it's mashma that it's not a bishul, and over here it's mashma it is a bishul. The answer is no, it's really a bishul in both cases. Of course, the 10 peg is getting cooked, but the problem is what's his kavana. So in Shechel Shabbos, where he has a shtickle kavana for the cooking because he knows it's going to occur in a psik reisha, so a machmins and a deraisa. But over there, it's a drabonin, and you don't have really, and he doesn't really have any kavana at all for it. It's a very small amount of kavana, because it's like, who is he not interested in it happening? So even though he knows it's going to happen, we're not so machmin. That's all.
By the convection ovens, when you open the door, the fan goes off, or the fire, if it was on, it would stay on probably?
The fire goes off too. That's the whole thing.
Even if the fire was on, it would go off?
I don't understand what you're saying to me. Basic thing is they don't want it to cool off so fast, because if the fan is still on, etc., and they don't want it to, whatever, they have a certain cheshbon of why you might leave it open too long, I don't want to say electricity, I don't know what the cheshbon is, but they make it so in the new convection ovens that many of them work, that as soon as you open the door, everything goes off.
Safety factor,
whatever it is.
And if I forget, in my oven at home, you have electronic ignition. If I open it...
So that's it, perfect.
If I open it and it was off,
yeah.
So now it cools off. Oh, the fire is first going to go on. So if I open my oven, not a convection oven, he's turning the fire on.
Right.
Could be.
The same shot.
Forget convection oven.
So, convection ovens seem to be more common. But maybe you have a convection oven, you don't realize it.
No, it's not fair.
Okay, so then, even in regular ovens it happens.
Well, we'll have just that's a thermostat control.
Right. But so when I open the door, it's quite possible he's got fire. Okay, he's turning the oven on.
You're saying that the flame goes out entirely.
Entirely, sure.
That's what we're talking about.
On a regular oven, you said.
Yeah, but there's no pilot. You're saying it's all electronic.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
Electronic.
Commercial may have a fire stays on, but mine doesn't have the coil.
So there you go. So even a regular one. What's yours called? What kind of oven is it called?
Regular.
What's it called?
What's a regular oven? Caloric is a tap-in.
Okay. So you see that? Yeah. Okay. You have to watch out for
that. That would be true on all regular ovens that have...
Okay, there is a way to avoid this.
The one that has the glow plug.
Yeah, okay. There is a way to avoid it if you really wanted to. You can re-root the system. This is this fellow, Shane, in Lakewood. So he told me that he does this for many yeshivas, etc. He will re-root... He rewires it so it doesn't happen.
So the glow plug always stays on?
Yeah, this is what he does. He rewires it. But he said to me as follows, which is very interesting, because I said, how is this dealt with in the industry? How do you deal with it when you get to the field of kite? How do you deal with this thing? He said very simply, what you do is you teach them that you never close the oven. You never close the oven. Closing the oven, you have to teach them, is like turning on a fire. Like treif, chazer, you can't do it. Like milchus and fleishiks. You've got to train them, mitchila. I saw one place where he did is, fellow with a bashkiach, put something like a buffer, so you couldn't close the oven properly.
He blocked it
a certain amount, so it could never close properly. So it only could close ad kan, it would never close all the way.
Therefore, it would always stay on.
Tin foil would always stay open, yeah.
So he did it
for a different reason about the mona on Shabbos, but it takes care of the same problem. But the point is, you got to deal with the Shabbos. First, you got to know it, then you got to deal with it. Let's go back to the Rabbi Sar. So, we'll now do, I think we finished off. Maybe I didn't do all the Pesach Tshuvos, but. I didn't do Gimel yet.
What? We're doing Be'er Hei Teiv, we finished Aleph.
Yeah, we didn't finish Beis too, didn't we?
No. We didn't do Beis.
We're doing Lushan all this time.
I did Beis. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the Be'er Hei Teiv. Okay, but this is already, we saw that. Okay. We're gonna come to this in a minute. This is the same, just tells you over what we learned out or before. It's pretty plain and partial. There's an interesting Radvaz that comes up. In the Be'er Hei Teiv, at the end of Sif Beis, he brings a Radvaz. You see it? About 3-4 lines down on Daf Kuf Pei Tes. V'Radvaz b'tshuva nishal al ma shenenu laseis b'socha tzuker d'zman sh'mivashlim oso cholov shel Be'er Hei Teiv. The sugar in his time had 2% milk mixed with the sugar. Could you cook it together with it? Or even to eat it, to drink it, to drink sugar, because a lot of times you have like these like sugar cubes in their mouth, or whatever. Who knows whatever his derech was, but his question was, could it be mixed with basar? The heishiv, the butter, the rei nizbashel b'mayim uvetzuker ayim pri chodesh. So he wants to say that it becomes all mixed together, and I'll be din it's parva.
Because there's water for there's 2% against the solid against the sugar, but the sugar is mixed with water at that time.
This radvaz, the way you're reading it here, is not lahalach. Can't be, because what he's telling you is that it's not bottle. And yet you're telling me that if it's with basar, so if I put meat in a pot and I add in water, then I can add this sugar because the resultant will be bottle. No one will be matzah or something like that. I matzah years on this thing. I don't know any of the red. I missed the pshat, the red vaz, because we are not. B'dieved, the halach is kiddur red vaz. If the sof pasuk is that the amount of milk that mixed out in a pot of soup with the meat was 60 against the sugar, including the water in the pot together with the basar, and the sugar helps to levatel the cholov. So that in echanami it's mutter, but lechatchila to take an ingredient that has 2% milk and to put it into a fleishik soup and say, well, it'll mix with the water and the meat will mix with the water.
The water in the process of manufacturing the sugar, that's why I learned this. Not the water in the pot of bus of the chalav, but when in the process of making the sugar, sugar and water, and they put in 2% against the sugar. So since the sugar was sitting in this water solution, right, it became bottle.
Let's understand one thing. Sugar is solid. It always was solid.
No, no,
it was always a solid. When after the resultant thing, the way they made sugar from the beginning until now, it's always been solid.
Yeah, but it goes through a liquid process. Becomes a liquid. It's a liquid first.
Now you have a liquid. Is a bottle in the liquid? Is the sugar that when I buy in the store, does a bottle b'shishim?
What are you talking about? You're talking about you buy in the store, you bought a solid.
So what was in the Radvaz's sugar? Was there bittel or not bittel in the sugar before you put it with the meat?
Yes.
Yeah, because of the water.
No, it doesn't look.
Sounds
doesn't
like
look
he
like
said 2% of the sugar cane, let's say whatever they used, was milk, but they added water to that whole mixture. So
that
the
whole
water itself made it more than.
In other words, it was bottle before
the
it became
Hesh, the mutter there in this bottle. B'mayim,
the formula for adding this milk was based on the solid part, on how much sugar there was in this.
The base lameya. They put in 2%
against the sugar, but the sugar was not the only thing in the pot. It was water in this pot.
That's not Beis Lameya then.
But yes, Beis Lameya of the sugar pot.
Sugar. What's no gay? I mean, we're in the world. Why is this? What is the chiddush of the Radvaz?
He's telling that there was milk in there.
No, but what does he have to go through? There was 2% and now became less than 2%. If it was 2%, I think what I, maybe it means
maybe they dissolved it later on.
Maybe there were two procedures.
Yeah, they added the milk to the sugar to the first stage one, then it dissolved it again. And then
maybe that's the pshat in the Rav'az. Maybe that's the pshat in the Rav'az. Originally was mixed with milk, and then it was not bottle. And then you added water.
And they added in the process.
But if you look at the words of the way he quotes it, the harayin is batal, the mayim of betzukah. It's mashma that the mayim and sukkah is there. Before he said it's 2%. But if it's 2% against mayim and sukkah, it isn't 2% against mayim and sukkah. If they snitched. Anyway,
it would be a two-step process, but it certainly wouldn't mean that he's mixing it with in his pot with the meat, because that can't be.
If it is batal before it's put into the meat, and it's batal, an ingredient was batal, I'll be then it's mutter. That's an aim of Alinis Lechatkhila. Aim of Alinis Lechatkhila is a really
anyway.
But if a person wants to be careful, they should be careful, because a lot of times you claim that it's in the state of Bittul, but a lot of times that state of Bittul, is it really true? So we go with the size and then the weight.
The volume business.
To go ahead and rely on
Bittul. By the way, this 2% was by weight. Do we have to deal with the volume question?
You always have to deal with the volume question. I want to go on, so I'm going to skip the other Pisrei Tshuvas and etc. Let's go to Sif Beis. Gedi lav dafka. The Torah says lo sav asher gedi b'chalevi mod lav dafka gedi. The who adin shor se the eis any meat and lav dafka is whatever these. The lo shnaba chalav
aim.
The lo shnaba chalav acheres. And the thing is interesting is it could be the same para together with its own milk. It could be any relationship of these different things. Also, an interesting aspect is it says chol of aim. There's shaila, it's discussed, but with Paskin that even if the mother, even if the female cow in this particular case had never given birth, which means it was never an aim. It doesn't have to be an aim either. Not only does it have its own mother.
The meat has to have milk. That's
right. Then we'll get to chal of ish in a little while. But the point is, chal of behema zacha, we'll discuss later on. But still, we talk about since the min, the female of the species, has the milk, so even though it was never a name, the aim is lav dafka. Gedi is lav dafka. A lot of things are lav dafka. Nobody discusses this. Now we're going to try to start this next piece. It's impossible for me to tell you we can do it properly today, so we'll start it. We'll do a little bit of it, and Bez Hashem will know next time. Ain a noyeg el v'bosa behema tohira. B'cholav behema tohira. This halacha, a basa b'cholav, exists only by kasher minim, a kasher basar and a kasher cholav. That doesn't mean you have to have chol Yisrael. It doesn't mean you have to have glad kasher. No shchita. It could be treifus in the milk. Nothing to talk about. As long as it's called milk from a kosher type of animal, pig's milk will not be basa b'cholav. Pig will not make basa b'cholav, but kosher milk from that has no ashkacha on it and just claims to be cow's milk is kosher. For this, it's called milk. That ain't meat, even if it was in a non-Jewish slaughterhouse, is going to be called from a behemoth that's a type of a behemoth tahira, is going to be called basa b'cholav together. Basa tahira b'cholav tameya or basa tameya b'cholav tahira mutarim b'bishul v'hanor. There's a big chiddush here. This is a long shocks and tazes on this thing, which is very interesting, and ties into the whole sugya of basa b'chol. Nothing to do with anything lamaisa here, but he goes into it very, very nicely, and it's kedai to see it. What about, shouldn't there be an iser of basa b'chol of midrabanan or something on these things? Is there any possibility that there was an iser of basa b'chol of midrabanan on a behemoth tahira with a chol of temeya or a chol of tahira with a behemoth temeya? We're going to see. That's what it says over here. Before we do that, let's just take a look at the Pisrei Tshuva, which is only going to whet our appetite for many things that are going to come. That's Ois Hay. The Emma says I should never skip the other ones, but maybe you'll do it yourself. Very, very Vichtiger. Pisrei Tshuva is Dalet. Gimel. But all right, but maybe we'll do it another time. You can do it yourself. Ayein Ma'aram Shif. B'seif Chulin. Shekosev Dekoved. Sherotu Letagno B'shumen. The tignu bechema. That's a mistake, right? What did he do? He took kaved. Kaved is
liver.
A liver, and he wanted to metagen it with shumen. But well, instead of shumen, he got
metagen means
he wanted to fry it.
Fry it.
He wanted to fry it in oil, and he just made a little mistake. He used butter.
What do you mean frying it? Was this kaved already broiled? Because you can't cook kaved anyway. What's he trying to do here?
Maybe he made a little. First he broiled it.
So it's already afterwards.
The thing to bechema, but see that lahakel, he was makel. Doesn't makel to eat it, but he means on the kalim. The koved have dam, ugedi asra toira velo dam. It's a very interesting chap. He wants to say it's not basa bechol of doraisa. Let's say hano or the kaili is also to use. But cooking in there, whatever it is, they don't say hano. It's probably this hano, or was he over Bishol? Was he over? Is he apostle Aedus or whatever? Boy, they did amazing. Okay, so let's say Pashut also hano. What's the reason why he's asking the shaila? Because the Gemara says that the kovet is kulo dam. Hazal talk about it as kulo dam.
Fine.
So if it's kulo dam, so there's a muscle that holds it together, but that muscle that holds it together, which is what we eat, obviously, is not called basar. It's called dam, and whatever muscle it is not a real basar. Because we're going to come later on that certain things are not basar. We're going to say skin is not basar, and bones are not basar. So therefore, also, this is not basar. So that's what he wanted to say. Ugadiyas atobo lo dam. Ve'od tzide sham de tigun lav hai bishul. That's the other side also. He discussed the question of whether Tigun is actually Bishul or not. Maybe Prit Magadav. So he writes, Dalzeh Lechud, Vadai Ein Lesmoich. Since this is on this alone, Alzeh Lechud, on this Maram Shif alone, you cannot rely. To say a svar of Gedi Velo Dam, Umaram Shif Lo Kosav Zeh Rak, the Sniff Ba'amu. Ayin B'chufas B'sum and Rosh, where he says also something in this Maram Shif. So, but Kitzah, there is a Maram Shif in the background. Okay, the Meisach, Veisvas, let's say, for example, Hefzid, Godel, whatever it is, if you want to be Mishtareth, this for other reasons, I don't have to think of all the cases, but obviously this Maram Shiv is not dismissed. It's brought down as something to consider, but the question is, you really can't be lying this, because you know and I know that it is Basa. What else are you eating? What do you pay the money for? Does have dam, dried out blood? It doesn't taste like dried out blood to you. It tastes like a piece of meat. So whatever it means, it's still a sniff lahaka. Okay, that's that Pisrei Tshuva. Now, we'll try to make a haskalah on this. There's a Taz and there's a Shach. The Taz and the Shach are going to say, discuss this famous Bach. Let's start with Sif Beis and the Taz. B'tur kosov, aval basa tahira, b'cholov temeya, o ifcha, u'basa chaya, Eino elemi the rabbanon, umotu babishul. What about basar chaya? The Torah asked basar behema. What about chaya? We said it in Sif Beis. It says shor and se and eis. We don't talk about chayas. We don't talk about ayel svi yachvor. We don't talk about the ayel. So therefore, the halacha is that the did of basa b'chol does not apply to it. Another thing, doesn't apply to when one of the minim is temeya. We had to have both of them as tahirim. The milk and the meat have to be tahirim. So in the case of where the min is temeya, maybe we don't have...
Muta b'bishul, that would be lichatchila midrabanan, or muta b'bishul would be midraraisa, but also midrabanan.
That's the question here. Hiksha beis Yosef. The imine chotamei ha'asa b'chila midoraisa, Why is there a reason to say that there should be a basa b'chalav over here? In other words, the Torah writes that the basa tahor b'tameyo ifcho basa chaya eino elader midarabonin umutav b'bishu anav. But there is an Easter mashma from here that there is an aspect of achila. There's an aspect of basa b'chalav midarabonin. Again. Eino elami de rabbonin. He mentions over here with tameya. Chaya and oif is the rabbonin, right? Chaya and oif is rabbonin.
What?
Chaya and oif is mid rabbonin.
What's also the rabbonin?
That the Torah does not address itself
right.
to a chaya. It does not address itself to an oif. The halacha is that the chazal placed upon oif. And on Chaya, a din of basa b'chalav.
Right.
They did nothing to do with Minat Torah.
Right.
But when the Torah mentioned it, he said two things together. Temeya with Tahira, and Chaya and Oif with milk is only Midah Rabbonin. Mashman that there's a din de Rabbonin of basar Temeya with Chalav Tahira. Or chalav tameya with basa tahira. You understand? No. Once more. It says over here in the tour, it mentions two separate lists. One is called basa oif or chaya and milk, where there's a din de rabbonin, and it also mentions in the same sentence basa tameya with chalav tahira. And on the two things together, the two types of discussions we have, which are not real bishul basa b'chalav min ha'Torah, the Torah uses the words elamid rabbonin. It's a mashma from the Torah that there's an isa de rabbonin of basa b'chalav on chalav temeya with kashra meat, or beheba temeya with kashra milk. Why should it be a din of basa b'chalav to affect the base Yosef? Why should it be a din of basa b'chalav on it? You can't eat it anyway.
We're asking on the tour.
So what the Noisa Kalim are going to try to do, both the Shach and the Taz, is to forever for the tour why there would be a havamina, why we should have thought that there's a din of basa b'chalav on tameya with tahira. What would be the nafgamina? If you can't eat it anyway, what will be the nafgamina?
That
the rabbanon should aser. Why should they bother it? What would be the nafgamina to aser chalav tameya with behemah tahira? If you can't eat it anyway,
because it's already.
Don't give the answers. They got four answers coming up.
They are eating it, right?
That's what it seems to be. They answering
like
some,
Yasser,
some is some aspect right. There's some aspect here of Easter. Let's see what it is in a second. Hiksha beis Yosef the imena chatame. Oh, so achila midaraisa v'lama lohu the mixer alav. Why should there be these that are born in a gezera on basa b'cholov on a minta hameya? Is basa b'cholov lachilu, but bedrisha umoricham izal. Moricham izal means the Bach. The Taz's father-in-law was the Bach. They try to give an answer. Mitatzim. The Yesh Nafkamina. Here it is. The Gezeira Zu, the Lahave Bo Din, Chaticha Atzma Naseis Nevela. Hanan, Chaticha Atzma Naseis Nevela. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you hold the only time is Basar B'cholov, but Hanan is by Basar and Cholov. The only time you have Hanan, Chaticha Naseis Nevela, where the entire thing becomes Osir, is by Basar and Cholov. So what's a nafgamina? It's very simple. According to the Torah, if I'll have a piece of kosher meat that's cooked with pig's milk, so and I have 10% pig's milk in the meat, I only have 10% Iser. 10% of the meat is Asa. Yeah, I mean, which means that if I chip off a piece and I throw it into something to cook, or I throw the whole thing in, I only have 10% of what fell in is Iser. According to the tour. We pass in Chanan Bishari, sir. But according to the tour, you say that Chanan, you're only going to say on Basa B'cholov. So therefore, if you make it Basa B'cholov, now you can call it Chanan.
But
still, Rabbanan,
not
a Raisa. Yeah, Midrabbanan. They're going to call it a Chanan.
You're going to call
it
Chanan Midrabbanan.
Sure. But understand. Listen, understand. We also do the Chanans, the Rabbanans, a Gezeirah Atu Basa B'cholov.
Yeah.
So that Gezeirah Atu Basa B'cholov, he doesn't hold from. But when it's really Basar, and it's really Cholov, it's just a one of them strafe, it's very easy to mix up. Oh. Better make a Basa B'cholov, better make a Chanan out of it. It's
enough for me.
It's a smart little thing. It's not bad. No. Not bad. Okay, well, the Nekudas HaKesef takes care of this one. Take a look at the Nekudas HaKesef. I'm sorry, just a few more words of the Taza. I'm sorry. Right? So that's all. Who's saying this now? The Bach. The Bach is trying to answer up the Beis Yosef's kasha. The Sfilah Rabbein of Ephraim, Besimin Tzadi Beis, Lormina Bats Bacholov, is Lormina Chaticha Naseis Nevela, Elo Bats Bacholov. The Lodaku Rabbonin Bazeh, Kevoda Bimkomo Munach. His father-in-law was Nifta. And he's saying that they weren't so careful, both the Drisha and the Bach, in this interpretation, he says they're wrong. Right? Toho ika hatam the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the machme babosa b'cholov, hu mitam, shekol echa b'fnei atzmo buta. What was Rabbeinu Ephraim's svara? Baser is kosher, and the milk is kosher, and they mix together, and it's a chiddush. And therefore, that's why the basar and cholov become chaticha naseis nevela, because even the guf ha-basar is a chelik of the iser. Even the cholov itself is a chelik of the iser. So that's why chanan, because it's not that the meat absorbed a tenth of milk. The meat itself is part of the contributing basar b'cholov. So therefore the meat becomes a chanan migufa. That's the pshat Rabbeinu Ephraim. But where the iser was already, where that meat was already aser, because it was from a pig, there's not shayach to say chanan over there. It started out also before. It's by definition not chanan. Right? That's what he's trying to say. But we tab shekol echa b'fnei atzma b'ota rak mitarubis asurim v'nasem guf echad k'moshe mevi beis yosef b'shem atoisvis simin tzadi beis v'ze lo shayach kan b'min echa tamei d'o b'lav hachi yesh bo yisem en atoira v'yim kein havi k'shari yisurim. Okay, the Ein Lamar, which I wanted to say, that Rabbanan Gazru Bazeh Lamar, Chatich Atzman Tzadeh, Atu Shar Basa B'chol of the Raisa. Don't say like I want to say that what? At least it let it be a Gezerah Atu Real Basa B'chol of the Imkain Gamma Bishol V'Hanoyah Yolehen Ligzor Kain. They should have asked every way to Meir with Tahor should be also a Bishol and Hanoy too. And the Torah himself says that that's not true. Only Asad Achila. Okay, but Sheisa Achila Yesh Balav Hachi Ben Atayra. Vehei Mechriru Wala Tarubis. Hachanam Hevel Lachmi Baze. Okay. Umidavarim Eilu Hukshu Gam Mashka. Now he's got more questions. Now let's take a look in the Kudas HaKesef. You have it? The Kudas HaKesef was written some pieces by the Shach himself and some pieces by the son of the Shach. The Lodaku Rabbonin Bazeh. The Loi Kasha Midi. He says the Kasha that the Taz has, Anishver, is not a Kasha. The Mikomakom, Mishum Basa Becholov, Kolchad Ba'anfe Nafshe Share.
So?
The Imken Cholov Tahoira, Nasa Nevela Mishum Basa. It's true that Legabe, one of them, it was an Iser. But that one, Lagabi, the other one, was not an Iser. In other words, it's true, let's say the animal was, let's say, for example, we'll take a pig's milk and a kosher piece of meat. So that kosher piece of meat was still kosher before. Vis-a-vis, Basa B'cholov, it was kosher. It was kosher anyway. So now, what are you going to say? It absorbed the meat, of the milk, And you're going to say, well, you can't say chanan because the pig's milk was awesome, but the meat was kosher. That's what he's trying to say. If kol chad ba'anfei nafshei sharei, the imken cholov tohoira nasa nevela mishum basa, afa gavduhu basa tebeya. The chayin basa tohoira nasa nevela mishum cholov, afa gavduhu cholov tebeya. Next time. In other words, he's saying, let's say I started out with whichever case you take, whether the cholov is tmeya or the. So he's giving an example, let's say, where the behema is tmeya and the cholov goes into it. So the cholov is legavi basa b'cholov, it's still a chiddush. It still never had the shame basa b'cholov. And the other word was heter. So therefore, he wants to say a svara that we still have something that two oif according. He himself has a different mahalach. The Shach and I'm going to stop over here, but the Shach and the Taz give four different answers to this question of what would be the havamina to make it a basa b'cholov mi d'rabon. And even though the Maisa, we don't do it, we pass it like the Bechabu says, that there's no Iser d'rabon and a basa b'cholov on Temeya with Tehoira. Whether you can cook it is a shaila for Maris Ayin, which we're going to take up in future weeks. But as far as the din of Bishul Basa B'cholov, Midarabonin, and all that, and these are non, everything, it doesn't exist. We'll stop here, Rabbi Sa.